Welcome to Soul Wisdom, the podcast that takes you on a journey of inner healing and transformation of mind, body, and spirit. I'm your host, Dr. Bernadette Hartman, Master Soul Intuitive and Energy Healer, Spiritual Teacher, and Holistic Veterinarian. I'll be sharing tips, insights, energy work, and deep intuitive soul wisdom to support the spiritual health and emotional well-being of both humans and animals. Together, let's uncover the deeper messages and meanings your soul wants to share with you. Here's your next episode of Soul Wisdom. Hello, and welcome to the next episode. In this episode, I will be sharing about the power of choice and the importance of creating deeper awareness around choices being made. Choice is fundamentally the act of making a decision when two or more possibilities are presented. This could be a yes or no choice, conscious, unconscious choice, or a choice made from what would cause the least amount of emotional discomfort or pain. A lot of choices are made from wanting to avoid discomfort, confrontation, or fear of being an outsider, or fear of being left behind, or a host of other reasons. But what if you could bring greater awareness and understanding to what drives your choices or how you respond to making a choice? What if your choices begin to align with your heart and shared your inner truth? Can you imagine how that would change your life experiences? How exciting that would be! And this is totally possible. Choice is something every one of us participates with in every moment. It's part of being human. I want to go a bit deeper and share a new perspective that creates shifts and transformations within your energy and life. I'm talking about what I call spiritual choice, or making choices that align with and come from your soul or your heart. It's your inner wisdom that guides you. These decisions and choices you're choosing and making come from your heart's awareness and truth. You bring greater awareness to how and what drives the choices you're making. Spiritual choice is about merging your soul with your body, grounding your heart's energy and wisdom into your life. This activates your Christ conscious energy and supports you in making empowered choices. Christ conscious energy is your heart, your high heart. Some people call it sacred heart energy, and that is held within each and every one of us, including our animals. So this fits hand in hand with what I call empowered choice. Empowered choice comes from when you are choosing centered in your power, you're in your body, and you're in your consciousness. You have awareness. You're in charge of your response instead of feeling like you don't have a choice. You're present, allowing and acknowledging whatever is around or behind the choice being made. This is also another perspective shift. There is power within each moment, within each choice to align, to realign, and re-access your heart's desires and soul wisdom. This is part of your journey here, and your pet is helping you with that. We are all learning to become more aware of our choices, of how we feel, and what our hearts are sharing. As you drop more into the awareness of choice, how you're feeling, and what your heart is sharing with you, you begin to realize there isn't a right or wrong way to make choices. This gives you a lot of freedom. The key is to bring greater awareness to what motivates your choices. How are you making a choice? Is it out of love or out of fear? Is it because you don't want to deal with something or avoid feeling uncomfortable? Or are you making a choice because it makes you happy or because it expands your energy and drops you into your heart? There are many reasons and motivations for how choices are made, and none of them are wrong. It's in the understanding of why the choice was made that healing, transformation, and growth happens. A great way to bring in more awareness to the choices you're making is through a brief moment of contemplation and asking questions. Here are some great tips to get you started accessing that deeper awareness and choice. I find the first thing to notice is, how are you feeling in your body? As you make choices, your body sends out information. Are you tense or relaxed? Do you feel contracted or expanded? How is your energy flowing in your body as you feel into a no versus feeling into a yes? Your body holds vital information in making choices. So start by becoming aware of how you feel, and then ask questions to help unwind the information held within the feeling. Is the feeling a reminder of a past event, hurt, or feeling like maybe you felt like you made a good or bad choice in the past? What information is the feeling trying to share with you? What belief is under the feeling? What story do you tell yourself around making big or small decisions in your life? Just the act of feeling into your body and asking questions brings in more awareness. You begin to see what motivates your decision-making and choices, and you begin to take your power and freedom back. This is so powerful because it allows you to redirect and reclaim your thoughts and energy. You move into making empowered choices aligned with your heart's true desires and purpose. If you want to take this process deeper, you can amplify your awareness and choice by adding in intention. I'm talking about intention from your heart. It's empowered choice that is aligned with your heart. You're using the mind to hold your intention and the heart to fuel the energy. Start by making the intention to align with your heart and honor the deeper truths and inner wisdom that come through. Then practice moving into your heart before making a choice and notice the difference in how you feel, your response, and even the choice being made. You're present in the moment when you do this. When you focus on being present in the moment and paying attention to what is driving your decisions, you can redirect your choice in the moment. This is so powerful. You get to redirect your choice in the moment as you're tuning into how you feel. This is the power of merging choice and intention. You get that chance to create in the moment with deeper conscious awareness while being present, grounded, and balanced in heart and mind. As you start to learn to connect with conscious choice, you begin to make conscious decisions in your daily life. Daily life is where the mastery happens. You take your power back and reclaim your freedom to follow your heart. You begin to co-create your day and see where your decisions were made unconsciously, out of fear, or wanting to have less stress. This is all okay, because this is part of the reawakening and reclaiming your empowered choice. Remember, all of this is an opportunity for you to check in with your inner wisdom and truth and to realign with it again, or realign in those places like you, where you feel you've gotten a bit off course. Each time you do this, you are choosing to move from unconscious choices to more conscious ones. You're training your mind and heart to work together, connect it to your body, and bring awareness into the moment to support your highest growth, evolution, peace, and forward momentum. From there, you can have and make empowered choices to support your highest and greatest good. In the upcoming episodes, I will be sharing quick tips and soul wisdom covering a variety of topics to help you navigate the upcoming holidays and new year. After the new year, I will return to our normal format, sharing soul wisdom and new perspectives. Thank you for listening to the Soul Wisdom Podcast and sharing this space with me. It is truly a blessing to walk with you on this journey of inner healing and transformation of mind, body, and spirit. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate and review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. For more inspiration and soul wisdom supporting both humans and animals, please visit my website at www.BernadetteHartman.com. From my heart to yours, lots of love. See you on the next episode of Soul Wisdom.